Sean, the Renaissance King Foster presents, There Is No Freedom Without Properly Understanding and Implementing Divine Law. So my friends, this is the Divine Law Commentary. Okay, my friends, listen. There is absolutely no freedom for the individual or nation who live their lives devoid God's clearly revealed divine law, Zion's eternal king's absolute truth. Also, my friends, I would also implore you to see Isaiah, the first chapter, and read that chapter in its entirety. And also, my friends, I would also implore you to review Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and the 34th verse. Listen, my friends. For the individual or nation who attempts to live their lives trying to oppose and suppress God's divine truth, they are slaves to sin, which is the transgression of the king's divine law, to depravity, decadence, immorality, corruption, and ultimately their own destruction, for trying to live outside the reins of God's eternal government and realm of everlasting dominion. Also, my brother, my beloved, implore you to see Romans, the first chapter, verses 17 through 32, and also see Ephesians, the fifth chapter, and read that chapter in its entirety. Also, listen. My friends, listen. For too long, like I said, Babylon has, my God, been big on the opinions, my God, and theories, my God, of demon-controlled, deceived, demon-controlled man. Listen, this is not about opinion. Kill that, okay? But it is about having an accurate understanding of God's clearly revealed divine and sovereign truth, flat out, which he reveals in his holy word, and putting his word into practice in every area of our lives as truth practitioners. I would also put to see John, the 8th chapter in the 32nd verse, and also John, the 14th chapter in the 6th verse. Listen, the Lord tells us that if we love him, we will learn and then keep the king's commandments. Once again, the commandments have been given for our benefits, okay? Listen. Again, let me reiterate that last statement. Again, the Lord tells us that if we love him, we will learn and then keep the king's commandments. John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Again, Joshua 1 and 8. Listen, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that are in therein. Then you shall have good success, and you shall truly prosper at whatsoever you put your hands to wholeheartedly. What's up with it? Now listen, notice, the king did not say, notice he said, rather, commandments and not suggestions, okay? It's a divine decree that you obey what the king, my God, has said, my God, and obeying the king's truth, my God, divine law is what to keep you free from iniquity and also calamity, okay? Listen, so the wise man or woman will actually find out what the sovereign ruler of the universe has said and then be about the business then of implementing the king's clearly revealed divine truth, flat out, in every aspect of our lives, spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, physically, socially, relationally, and of course, economically. Again, my friend, see Joshua, the first chapter and 8th verse, Job, the 22nd chapter, verses 21 through 30, and also Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 13 through 14. Listen, my brother, my sister, listen. The king's divine truth starts with us, flat out. The person you see in that mirror, hello, whoop. And then is to be given to our families, who then take it and share it abroad within our communities, our cities, our states, and of course our nations. Okay, I would also input us to Deuteronomy the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 21, also verses 32 through 33, and also Deuteronomy the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 2 and 4 through 9. This world is filled with the poisonous venom of the universe's greatest villain and greatest enemy to divine progress and humanity, Satan, the devil, that old serpent himself. I would also implore you to see Isaiah, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 21, and also Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, verses 12 through 19. Also see 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, and Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and the 2nd verse. Listen, Satan is the god of this diseased and upside-down backward world, okay? He is the prince of the air, and is the one responsible for all of the perverted satanic smut that the deceived and naive mislabel entertainment, when actually it is Luciferian enslavement. Satan is the universe's greatest loser, liar, and con artist, and he is deliberately injecting his syringe of death into the hearts, minds, and veins of those who desire death instead of the king's everlasting life. Also see John 10 and 10, Galatians the 5th chapter, verses 15 to 23, and James 4 and 4. Also see 1 John the 2nd chapter, verses 15 through 17, and also 1 John the 5th chapter, and read that chapter in its entirety. Now listen. God has made it crystal clear up in this piece when he spoke through the pen of his prophet Ezekiel in the 18th chapter, when he states that the soul that sins shall die. He didn't say may die. He said the soul that sins shall die. Also see Ezekiel 18 chapter, verses 4 and verse 20. Now, only a fool will neglect so great a salvation. Once again, only a fool will neglect so great a salvation, the King's beneficent gift, found only in the death, burial, and resurrection of his Son, our Lord God, Savior, High Priest, and King, the King of Kings, Yeshua Mashiach. Hebrews 3:6-15. Yeshua came to this earth to destroy the works of Satan and redeem, reconcile, and restore humanity back to our rightful position in the family of Elohim. Since Adam and Eve's volitional disobedience is what caused the curse and the rift in humanity's relationship with our Creator in the first place. So, when the Lord came, he was not founding a religion, but he was coming to save humanity from our fallen and wretched condition. Okay? The King came to free us, my God, from Satan's prison. Hello? This whole Babylonian system. Okay? Yeshua came to give us back our original pre-fallen estate in holy and regal position, which could only be accomplished with his sacrifice as the provision. Hello? So the Father sent the Son. That was his decision. The Son came. He shed his blood and resurrected so that our redemption will be achieved and perfected. So know this, my fellow brothers and sisters. Our freedom, individual, national, or global, can only come from having an accurate understanding of divine law, the King's divine truth, which we get from God's divine word, which is the truth, and then live our lives accordingly. Knowing and applying God's word to our lives is the only thing that will cure, save, and heal humanity, both our relationship with our Creator and with each other. That's right, our fellow members of the human family. My brother, my sister, once again, this has been a brief commentary on the importance, my God, of knowing and applying divine law. Again, I am Sean, the Renaissance King Foster, founder and CEO of Sean D. Foster Enterprise International, where my vision is to build those legacies of outstanding greatness one family at a time. Understand that? By doing what? By giving you guys the wisdom, the knowledge, my God, the spiritual and the intellectual nutrition that will enable you guys to effectively and successfully procure your financial freedom and also, my God, your economic freedom up in this piece in this 21st century information age.